We use words like good, like I'm a good person, this is a good school, this is a safe school, this is a good neighborhood. And usually good is synonymous with white. It doesn't have to be, but it usually means that when we're talking a code language. And so we get to have these conversations that all white people are good, for example, so we can stop kind of separating ourselves out from good white people and bad white people to say we've all been racially scripted with some miseducation, and we've all been hurt by racism. So if we're all hurt, then our strategy is to educate and love each other within space.
Yeah. What about a word just like community? How does that, you know, how does that interpretation change from an African-American resident versus a white resident?
Interesting, because community is a great word. At one of the companies I worked for, one of the taglines was, we're in your community. And I said, well,
are you in my community?
You're not in my community.
Right.
I don't know about that.
But community has a broad stretch, right? So we often talk about the Black community as if it's a neighborhood. And so sometimes we're saying community, people are really talking about their neighborhood, like where they live or the city that they live in. But I'd offer that in Black space in any way, it has a broader concept. So I belong to the Black community, whether I live in Black space or not, they're still my people and still my community. Or my mother could live in Black space and that's still my community because she resides there and she belongs to me. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so it has a much broader reach. So we see things like community. We have to be really clear that we're not always talking about just our neighborhood, that we are talking about kind of a fictive kinship, if you will, an outreach of where we personally reside.
Another thing that you had mentioned was safety and the word safety and what that means and what it means to be a safe neighborhood versus a non-safe neighborhood. Yeah, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, my first experience with this actually was in undergrad, and I was going to work for a company that was going to do door knocking for kind of Greenpeace kind of initiatives. And I told my dad, like, but it's in a safe neighborhood. And he explained, what is safe? You know, to white people is not always safe to you, which as a parent, I've also then had to explain to my children, mm-hmm. what is safe in white space is not necessarily safe for Black people. So times when you might get stopped, or times when one of the companies I worked for, they did a lot of door knocking. And a lot of times the African-American and Latino people would have to go to the police station prior to knocking on doors to tell them that they were going to be in the neighborhood so people wouldn't call the police on them. And so although it is perceived as safe, you know, it does call the question of safe for whom?